K. Jackson, Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, a Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. It'll be another dry, hot day north of L.A., where a new wildfire has torn through almost 1,000 acres in a single day. Thousands of people have been forced from their homes, others in wait-and-see mode.
We have all the animals in the car, important documents, and we're ready if we got to go.
Scary, that's for sure, you know, but I'm going to try to stay as long as I can to protect my home.
Israel's cabinet has approved a plan for the IDF to take control of Gaza City. CBS's Deborah Patta has reaction.
Civilians, they say there is nothing left to occupy. They're already dying, 100,000 deaths every day, and that the offensive won't kill Hamas, but women and children.
Today is President Trump's deadline for a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire, but there's no word of a deal. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
In a flash, we've gone from talking about American ultimatums and deadlines to let's have a summit. And this, Vladimir Putin will consider already a diplomatic victory.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Milwaukee police say the 17-year-old they were chasing Wednesday night was driving a car involved in a shooting a few days prior. The teen behind the wheel died after crashing during that crash at 42nd and Villard. Police say the teen was driving recklessly after shooting at someone last Saturday night. One officer who tried to save the teen after the crash suffered serious burns and is now recovering in the hospital. Another officer was treated for smoke inhalation. Milwaukee County could soon get its first Costco. There's a plan to develop more than 20 acres on the Franklin-Oak Creek border. The City of Franklin's Plan Commission okayed a proposal last night to split off part of the Northwestern Mutual campus for the new Costco. If approved, construction could start next year. The mother of a teen involved in last year's school shooting in Madison is dead. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Wisconsin State Journal reports Melissa Rupnow was found dead inside a Janesville home last Friday. Rupnow was the mother of 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who opened fire inside of Abundant Life Christian School December 16th, killing a fellow student and a teacher before turning the gun on herself. Janesville police say it appears that Melissa died by suicide, but have not commented further because of an ongoing investigation. Her ex-husband, Jeffrey Rupnow, is facing multiple charges for allegedly letting Natalie have access to the weapons used in the shooting.
The governor is trying to stop the sun from setting on a solar effort. Governor Tony Evers is urging the EPA to keep federal grants that fund solar projects for low and moderate income families. The agency has signaled it may cancel the program. Evers calls the move unjustified and warns that it could drive up energy bills for Wisconsin families. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while, had three hard contacts, on base three times. Ortiz is, you know, finds a way to get involved offensively, and of course defensively he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks, and you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and muggy. Our high today right around 88 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight 74, tomorrow partly cloudy 89 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Matinee on air.
I have a baby bird stuck in a birdhouse.
Its head is stuck.
Terry on the text line says, if you can detach the birdhouse, bring it to Ace Hardware, they can help get the bird out?
Really? Richard from Waukesha, you get the last word on this.
I like the idea of the Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
But some advice is don't let them talk you into a remodeled bathroom.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, yes.
Matinee on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
At 8:06 on this Friday morning, August 8th, good morning. Nice to have you back here up north. Parker Olson producing us down in Madison, Studio A2. Brittany and Merlot will be along with the forecast in a bit. So will Dr. Kristen Lyerly. So will Mike Clemens talking about sports. Weather-wise, since it's going to be warm and humid on the text line, Jim in Brookfield. Since it will be warm and humid in southeast Wisconsin today, I will be going to the local Milwaukee County pool for a water aerobics class and some lap swimming. Embrace the warm weather. Because I did remind folks, Brittany, that for a little weather perspective, it is 139 days till Christmas. So, no, you know, if you don't want to be thinking about winter, then just embrace what we got here. Embrace it for the moment. Yeah. Maybe not so much the thunderstorms, but I'm good with the warmth. It's just that the thunderstorms are probably going to accompany it this time.
Yeah, unfortunately they are. But first things first, get out and soak up the sunshine, right? It's bright. It's beautiful. The wildfire smoke is gone. Yeah, it's summer. We've got heat advisories from Green Bay to Oshkosh up towards Shawano, even into Ashland, Hayward, Siren area. You're going to feel that heat at its peak throughout the state. We are going to be hitting highs at about 90 degrees statewide today, and with the humidity in the 60s and 70s, those dew points, it's going to be really feeling like 100 degrees. So super hot. If you are headed to the lake, especially Lake Michigan, be careful out there. There are some bigger waves that are building on occasion and rip currents too. And those can happen fast. So please, please, please be careful if you are headed to the water. But the water is a perfect way to stay cool today and throughout tomorrow, because portions of southern, southeastern Wisconsin, you're really going to still feel that heat tomorrow too. While up north, we'll start to feel a little bit relief because those showers and storms are moving in. So the first round expected far north this afternoon could be strong to severe with high winds, hail, and heavy downpours. You're going to get another round overnight tonight. Then that front starts to shift south in the state, headed towards Wausau, La Crosse, Green Bay, at least by tomorrow morning. That continues through the afternoon before it shifts even further south, then heads up Milwaukee and Madison throughout tomorrow afternoon and evening. It's going to be sitting over you and hitting you. Again, still bringing the risks of high winds, heavy downpours, which could create some flash flooding, and then also some hail too. Now the front wants to park itself over southern parts of the state for Sunday and Monday, maybe lingering into portions of Tuesday. This is going to create an aerial flooding risk where totals could create or rise to about 3 to 5 inches in some places south. So we are looking at flooding becoming a risk as we go into early next week. And of course, still hanging on to the heat and humidity. It's not going to go away. We won't be feeling 100 degrees all weekend long, but it will be feeling like the low 90s all weekend long.
I do feel like we should be looking up at the sky as that thing tries to stall here and saying, this is a no loitering zone. You can't loiter here. You got to just move it along. just
hold up the signs.
Leave a little bit, leave a little bit of rain and move on. Yep.
It doesn't work that way, Pat. Just like writing a letter to Canada does not make the wildfires go away.
No.
It doesn't?
No.
I thought if I complained enough, it would be effective.
No,
you got to do something. No,
only if you're auditioning for a talk radio host. That's it. Everything else, it does you very little good. Brittany, have a fun weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Yep, you bet. Sign up for our newsletters, upnorthnewswi.com, including our Sunday morning politics newsletter, which I don't have a question of the week idea yet, Dr. Lyerly. I'm gonna come up with something. This week I asked about whether, you know, Democratic-controlled states like California should also engage in gerrymandering to offset what Texas Republicans are trying to do. Or is it, you know, is it two wrongs don't make a right? Or you got to do what you got to do to save democracy. So I've got to tally up those results today for the Sunday morning newsletter. And then I got to come up with something for the weekend here. So
wait, is that poll closed? Are you done collecting results for that one?
No. I mean, people can still respond to last Sunday morning's newsletter, or they can send us an email, or they can put something in the comment sections. You know, radio@upnorthnewswi.com is the email address. Why do you ask?
It's a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
People have opinions.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's almost the weekend. It's going to be hot. Uh-huh. I have to decide, do I bike to the Packer game tomorrow? Do I drive? I prefer to bike, but it's going to be raining. But how much rain? Yeah. I can tolerate rain. I just don't want to, you know, get caught in the middle of a thunderstorm on my bike.
And that's not the only thing you have planned. You have a busy weekend ahead of you here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm done with OPP this weekend, tonight.
Please explain this OPP as only you can.
Yeah, you know me. I'm going to be in Oshkosh tonight for a Stop the Billionaires giveaway rally, which is going to be a blast. And then tomorrow, of course, it's the Packers and the Jets at Lambeau. And then on Sunday, I go to Peru because I'm an invited speaker for the Peruvian OBGYN Society. So I get to talk about rural obstetrics in a different country that has a giant amount of rural territory. It's going to be cool to compare notes with my colleagues down there.
So Oshkosh, Packers in Peru.
Mm-hmm. Yep. OPP.
Got it. Okay. one of the stories that we've been looking at this week deals with the race for governor, and Bill Berrien, who again, wealthy business guy, much like Eric Hovde, Tim Michaels, but tells Dan Bice of the Journal Sentinel, oh no, he's different than, you know, than Eric Hovde. And he's different from Tim Michaels. And Dan Bice asked how, and the answer was along the lines of, you know, I've got leadership skills, which is exactly what every rich white business owner says, you know, when they're running for office.
Hey, when will they learn their lesson? This is not what the people want. No. The people want somebody who actually talks to them and understands their plight and will help them. And Pat, it just gets worse and worse with every election cycle. People are getting more and more discouraged. At some point, hopefully, Republicans are going to say, maybe we're on the wrong track here. Maybe we can't actually buy everything we need here.
Well, perhaps. I mean, the one thing is, Berrien says he will definitely not be spending nearly as much money as Eric Hovde did and Tim Michaels did out of their own pocket.
Oh.
I guess that is that frugal. Supposed to strike me as refreshing and a reason to support somebody.
He's
but then it was
fiscally conservative.
Right. There you go. And as Dan Bice does, you know, he's a very dogged investigative reporter and tried to get a straight answer out of Bill Berrien about, you know, making campaign donations to Nikki Haley, more than $30,000 worth, in her attempt to win the presidential primary last year. But Donald Trump, of course, came out on top. And the first three times, you know, that Dan Bice asked Bill Berrien about it, he tried to deflect and say, well, Trump won, and boy, I'm all in on Trump now. Bice would say, well, what about these things you said about, you know, Trump? You don't like his COVID leadership. You don't like his anti-science approach. But now you're saying Trump is taking back Washington for the American people. So what is it about the donations to Nikki Haley? And finally, Bill Berrien says, let's just put it this way. I mean, why don't you go ahead and say I regret those donations? So he doesn't say I regret those donations. He says, why don't you go ahead and say I regret those donations?
Why don't you go ahead and just tell the truth?
Yeah, that you didn't want Trump last year, and that now you're doing everything possible to get his endorsement.
Yeah, we know that puts you in an impossible situation within your own party, but I think that that's a reflection of what's happening in the party. Like, come on, guys, it is time to step up and be authentic. That's what people want. Republicans, Democrats, independents, doesn't matter. People want authentic leaders.
Yeah, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. A couple stories you shared with me include one about Idaho has now lost one in three obstetricians since its abortion ban went into place. We talk about the problem with rural health care. We talk about the problem with women's health care. And in places like Idaho, you've got a perfect storm there for women's health care.
In 2 years, they lost a third of their OBGYN doctors in 2 years. I'm betting they didn't lose a third of their OBGYN patients in 2 years.
No.
And they were already struggling to meet the needs of the population. I can't even imagine what it's like right now in Idaho. My one colleague who is just trying to lead the charge and do everything is exhausted. You can only keep up with this for so long. So I don't know what the future holds for women in Idaho, but I think it's bleak.
It is. I mean, there's no other way to put it. And until there's some kind of electoral change, and I don't think there's going to be an electoral change in Idaho anytime soon, we're going to find ourselves in a bad way. We also had the exclusive today, and you can find it on Instagram and on our website, of a Pete Buttigieg video series that he does on all the social media platforms. He's got an audience of millions, and he spoke to Dr. Jill McMullen, a family practice doc in Toma, and she has some very strong words to say about the cuts to Medicaid and what that's going to do to rural health care. Now, we're no strangers to that topic here, but again, she was a person where I said, you know, a lot of doctors still don't like to speak up, but more than ever before. And she told me, she's like, this is the world we live in. We have to speak up now about these things.
Hey, I chair the board of an organization called the Committee to Protect Healthcare, and it is a group of doctors of all different specialties all across the country who are feeling this way, who know that we can't just have these conversations in the exam rooms anymore. We have to have these conversations on social media, in the press, in large groups in our communities. And it makes us really uncomfortable because we are not trained to do that. I mean, I'm not uncomfortable doing that, but most doctors are. So to see doctors like Dr. McMullen stepping up and using their voices in these places where we, the people, need to hear them, just tells you how desperate the situation is. I'm so proud of my colleagues, and I'm so proud of the work that we do at the committee. Stay tuned. There is so much more to come because we need it.
Oh, we surely do. And so to hear more from Dr. McMullen and see an excerpt, you can head to our Instagram site. Just search for Up North News WI or the website article that I put up early this morning all about it. The title is Rural Healthcare Faces a Death Spiral from GOP Medicaid Cuts. And you can read more at upnorthnewswi.com. While you're there, share your email address and sign up for our daily newsletter, our Sunday newsletter, Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where, again, Kristen's going to come up with a slam bang question of the week for me at some point here.
So much pressure. Hey, Dr. McMullen practices at one of those hospitals that is in danger of closing. Right.
There are three hospitals that have been identified on a list nationwide as most likely to close because, like she says in the interview, you know, there are hospitals that are running, you know, negative revenue right now. They're already spending more money than they take in and are reliant upon those Medicaid dollars to keep providing care. Mm-hmm. And so they were already in trouble to begin with. Now you start slashing what Medicaid's bringing in. And like she said, it's not just, they'll start with, we don't deliver babies here anymore, but then more services, and then they close. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that hurts everybody. So people that are going, oh, this is just for those people on Medicaid. Not even close.
Not even close. And I can tell you, Holy Family in Manitowoc is another one of those. Yep. They've already shut down their OB services. And the Aspirus Hospital in Stanley is another one. There are three in Wisconsin. The hospital where I work in Hibbing, Minnesota is another one that's on the chopping block. And the community loves that hospital. They need that hospital. They will fight for that hospital. But it's in danger. So this is a time, if you live in one of those communities, if you believe in rural health, you can't do this on your own. This is a time to come together and use your voices and talk to your representatives, talk to the people who are the decision makers, because if you want to save your health care, and in rural areas, we need that, you need to use your voice.
A local update is next for some of you, and then when we're back all together in 15 minutes, we'll be talking to Mike Clemens, talking about sports. Our Free Ticket Friday keyword is ground, G-R-O-U-N-D. You have until 9 o'clock to text that in. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers.
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday.
On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The 174-year-old Wisconsin State Fair is underway and is a finalist for USA Today's 10 Best list. Could it be the Cream Puffs? Here's Christy Chuckle with the fair.
The Cream Puff was created to showcase the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The story of Cream Puffs never gets old. And now renovations of the former Cream Puff Pavilion, renamed the Dairy Building, will show off a new kitchen and more.
Watch them being made right there, right before you buy them. That's why they're so delicious.
The bakers known as Team Cream Puff will be able to crank out more than 400,000 during the fair. They're even adding chocolate cream puffs for the first time. And it turns out there's a secret to eating them.
Just twist, open it. It doesn't necessarily squish all over, but some people just like to go for it.
So go for it and enjoy the tasty history of the state fair. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I'm back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. If you stop me on the street and you ask, Greg, do you like your job? I'd say, no, I actually love my job because I get to meet amazing people and have wonderful conversations about our community, our state, our country, and just really talking about the things that concern us most that bring us together. And in moments like this, it makes me absolutely joyous to be here at Civic Media because Don Rosen sat down with April Harris. She is the founder and CEO of Black Arts Council of Racine. She came onto the program to talk about the winner of the BACR Youth Talent Show. His name is Abreus Edwards, and he is 10 years old.
Got a couple of special guests this morning. April, and let me get make sure I get everybody's names right. April Harris is here. The founder and CEO of the Black Arts Council of Racine is here. And we'll tell you the other special guest in just a moment. But April, tell us about the, before we get to the competition and our winner here today, tell us about the our Black Arts Council of Racine. If you founded it, when did it start? What's its goal? What's its purpose?
Hello, everyone. We founded the Black Arts Council in 2018. It's an organization, it's a 501c3 organization that highlights and promotes local Black artists here in Racine and the surroundings, other cities as well, but mostly Racine. So that's what we do. We've done numerous things, poetry contest. We've done just poetry events. We've done even drawing contests through the organization, different things like that. So, yes.
Okay. How many people are members of the organization?
We haven't really done membership as much, but we do have a board. And so there are people that are volunteers and things that help us out for the with the events. Yes.
Well, that's good. Let's get to the competition you had. This was a talent competition.
Yes.
And the ages were involved in the competition. How old did you have to be? What was the cutoff? What was the beginning age?
The ages were 8 to 18. So you had to be 8 to 18. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have the winner here.
Yes.
How many people were in the competition, by the way?
There were like 50 participants, but as far as like the different talents that competed, it was probably up to 12. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me, two people would be tough.
Yeah.
And we have the winner here, Abreus Edwards. Abreus, how old are you?
10 years old.
10 years old. Whoa. What a great age.
Mm-hmm.
13, not so good. That's a bad age. 13 to 16, not so good. But 10 is just right. So perfect. So you got involved with the comp. I mean, I got to tell you, he is dressed like better than anybody else in this building today. Oh, why? I didn't realize we were both wearing red shirts today. Great minds think alike. What can I tell you? And your talent is what now?
Violin.
The violin. How long have you been playing it?
34 years.
34 years?
3 to 4.
Oh, 3 to 4 years. Just checking. 3 to 4 years. Why'd you pick the violin?
Because I just wanted to try a new instrument, and there was these two violinists on YouTube that inspired me.
Whoa, that's good. Wow. Now, what kind of music do you play on your violin?
Christian.
Christian music. Now, what school do you go to? You told me this.
I go to Hope Christian School.
And where is that located?
On Douglas Avenue.
Okay. And you're good in school? Got good grades?
Yes.
That's, you got to have good grades. But playing a violin, what a talent to have. You want to stick with it? You think that's going to be the only instrument you play, or you want to branch out and get other instruments?
I think it's gonna be the only instrument that I play.
Yeah, I was telling you guys off the air. My brother plays. He plays the guitar, the piano, well, actually the organ. Plays harmonica. He plays the clarinet. He can play everything. I'm learning the piano, and I'm the worst student because I don't practice. If I practiced, I'd probably be good mediocre. If I practiced, but I don't practice enough. You gotta practice a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. In just a minute, you're gonna give us a little sample, right? He brought his violin in today, and we're going to get a little sample of it. I don't want you to be nervous. This is just a conversation between all of us here. So give us what kind of talent was in the competition?
Different kinds of talent. We had dance groups. We had kids that did acrobatics, solo singers, and then, of course, the violin.
How do you judge? You know, it's one thing to judge a violin player against a violin player.
Mm-hmm.
How do you judge acrobatics against a violin player? How do you judge a violin player against a singer? I mean, that's got to be tough because there's so many, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this may be the best acrobatic team you ever saw, but against a great violinist, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it was, with the different ages as well. So, yeah, we had three awesome judges, and they judged them with, you know, different creativity, their presence, their style, different things like that, so... Yeah, they picked out three winners, and Abreus was number one.
I can never be a judge. I'd feel awful because you're breaking someone's dreams,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to be that person that ruined your, you know, your day or whatever. I didn't win, and you know, it's just I couldn't do that. That's why I would never be a judge on these things because I couldn't deal with the guilt afterwards. That's just the way I am. Well, that's great. So what other things does Black Arts Council do besides the talent competition?
We produced like 4 plays.
Oh, so, really?
So we do produce plays. We do different things like that. So, mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of plays? Can you give us any information?
We did a play a couple years ago, Pipeline. We just done a stage reading with 7 women about stories about 7 women. So that was a stage reading. We did that at Starbucks. We do a lot of our plays at the Unified School. So
yeah, right on the block here, Starbucks. Yeah.
I'm going to heavily suggest, nay, give you a mission. Go to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for the Don Rosen Show and find the episode called The Incredible Talents of Abreus Edwards. Download it to your device and listen to it if you want some uplift, because not only is it a wonderful discussion, you're also going to get a concert from a kid who I think might be famous one day. You never know. So check it out. civicmedia.us/shows. Look for the Don Rosen Show for more. You're listening to WAUK's local report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. I'll talk to you in 20 minutes. It's 8:29.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Investigators have not revealed what led to the shooting that killed a Navy recruit at Naval Station Great Lakes Wednesday. The incident happened at a gun range on the base where emergency responders found the victim unresponsive. The Navy says an investigation is underway with no further details released as of yet. Officials have said it was not an active shooter situation. With more than 1,100 cats and kittens currently in care, the Wisconsin Humane Society is calling for help. They want people to become foster volunteers to help ease overcrowding. The Humane Society says fostering provides a space outside the shelter, and the group says anyone can do it and you don't need experience or a big home. The shelter says they promise to guide and support all foster families through the process. There's more about how to help on the Humane Society's website. More Wisconsin students will be admitted to college without even applying. Savannah Tolmie Olson has more.
Under the Direct Admit Wisconsin program, high school seniors are automatically admitted to college based on their grades from junior year. The idea is to give students who maybe aren't considering college more options. This year, more than 33,000 students have been admitted to the UW system. That's 9,000 more students than last year when the program first began. More than 150 additional schools have now signed on. That means at more than 450 schools across Wisconsin, seniors can be admitted to college without even applying.
Milwaukee County could soon get its first Costco. There's a plan to develop more than 20 acres on the Franklin-Oak Creek border. The City of Franklin's Plan Commission okayed a proposal last night to split off part of the Northwestern Mutual campus for the new Costco. If approved, construction could start next year. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wednesday has been a big hit for Netflix, winning 4 Emmys last year. The show, a loose spinoff of the Addams Family, follows Wednesday Addams as she comes to terms with her powers during her years at the Nevermore Academy. Wednesday stars Jenna Ortega, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Fred Armisen, and Nightlight regular Jamie McShane. The first part of Season 2 is currently available on Netflix, and the final 4 episodes will drop September 3rd. There's news about the summer I turned pretty. Not the summer I... Pete Schwabba turned pretty. Still waiting for that. But actual news about the Amazon Prime show. The show is based on a book trilogy of the same title and for the most part has gone step by step with the storylines. Producers of the show have decided to go off book, so to speak, and add a sex scene. No word yet on as to what the sex scene entails or to what base the characters go to. My guess is they go all the way, but it could just be third base. The story follows a love triangle between Isabel and brothers Jeremiah and Conrad. Sounds saucy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and muggy. Our high today right around 88 with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight 74, tomorrow partly cloudy 89 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show. Heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, concerned about clean water? Worried about the air your kids breathe? Is the EPA doing enough to regulate pollution? We'll talk about it. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Do you like to get outside? You like to do a little biking like Dr. Lyerly does? You're going to do some biking this weekend, hopefully.
As much as I can.
Whatever the rain doesn't let you do. Or instead of biking, are you into hiking? Well, in today's Up North News Daily newsletter, there is a link to an article on our website, A Perfect Wisconsin Trail for Every Hiker. There's some 3,000 miles of trails weaving through just our state parks. And so whether it's a 1 mile hike, a 3 mile hike, a 10 mile hike, there are trails just right for you. And you can find a link to that in our daily newsletter. Sign up for it at upnorthnewswi.com. Are you a trail person or do you go down like streets, highways, whatever the case may be?
On my bike?
Yeah.
I'll ride anywhere. I've got one of those fat tire bikes.
Oh, that's right.
So, okay. I mean, curbs, rocks. I've been on ATV trails. That's a challenge.
Yes. Yeah. I have to tell you, I heard from, I looked at a Facebook post and State Senator Romaine Quinn from the Rice Lake area, Republican. Again, it's always once it personally involves them. It's a picture of a trail. I don't know if it was the Tuscobia Trail or another trail. And it's looking a little rocky. It's looking a little rough. And the post says something like, this is unacceptable. I'm going to talk to the DNR and see if we can shake some money loose. It's always, you know, you can only shake money loose when it benefits their own personal use. But God forbid.
Yeah. What about the other people?
Yeah. Nope. Just what you see. So invite your local legislator to come see what it is that you need.
That's one way to get it done.
Yeah. This is Free Ticket Friday. You can win 4 tickets to see the Brewers taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates next Wednesday afternoon. Go to the Civic Media app. Text us the word ground, like a ground ball, G-R-O-U-N-D, and be in the running. Keywords throughout the various shows across the Civic Media radio network today. Time for some Friday sports, and let's talk to Mike Clemens, who's at Packer training camp. The first Packer preseason game is tomorrow, but we got to start by talking about the red-hot Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Mets. Coverage begins at 6:35 this evening across the Civic Media radio network. So let's talk Brewers-Mets. Mike Clemens, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Or raise a river for your birthday party, like you do. You
know. Yeah, that's like J.D. Vance got. Yeah, whatever you need,
I'm
you
very
know?
Good, Pat. Yeah. I'm very good, Pat. I'm very good, Kristen. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Kristen's very excited, of course, because you got that first Packer game, you know, coming up tomorrow, the first preseason game. Coming we'll get into that. But here we have the Brewers in early August with the best win-loss record in Major League Baseball, with a whole bunch of guys that almost nobody's ever heard of. Mike, what's the secret sauce in all this?
Yeah, first team to get to 70 wins this season. 4-game lead over the Cubs right now. Talked about last week, their winning percentage, .593, actually historically the lowest in Major League Baseball history heading into the first day of August, but that's because maybe there's a lot of parity going on in the major leagues right now with some of the other power teams. But whatever, you know, night after night, you got Freddie Peralta as your ace. He's coming through as a pitcher. Brandon Woodruff is back. He's going to be the guy on the mound tonight for the Brewers. He's 3-0. He got an ERA of 2.22, so he's looking good. And then, you know, the other guys, how about like Quinn Priester? I think 23, 24 years old. Big kid, like 6'4" when you talk to him. And every time he gets on the mound, I think that they're up to like 12 wins in a row whenever he pitches. So, and, you know, when they swept the Braves the other night, first they sweep the Nationals in Washington, D.C., but to beat the Braves – one of the beat guys told me that, you know, off mic, Murph said, I don't know how we're doing this, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Just let it happen. You don't want to know about the pancake in his pocket.
I was going to say, it's the pocket pancakes. Yeah. That's the thing that's doing
it.
Yeah,
that little carb boost. Now, do they actually sell pancakes like that at your local freezer at the grocer or something like that? Pocket pancakes or something?
I think you can get, like, you know, mini pancakes. You can get everything else in the frozen food section. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Knowing Murphy probably grabs a baggie, and when they're serving breakfast in the clubhouse, he grabs a couple of pancakes and puts it in there, right?
I could see that. Yeah, I mean, you've seen a couple of good clubhouse spreads in your day.
They're pretty good.
Here's my... I'll tell you, my favorite story about clubhouse spreads was being in a Packer locker room at Lambeau after a game in the Brett Favre era. And, I mean, I'm so hungry. You know, you've been working a game for hours and hours, and you're starving. And you see the food in the locker room, and there's Brett Favre with a pizza sitting on the bench there in front of his locker. And, you know, a whole 12 or 14-inch pizza. And we go to some other guy two lockers down. Ask two questions, maybe. I turn around and that pizza is completely gone. I mean, that's what it's got to be like after these games, is just, you know, unhinge your jaw and take in a pizza.
You know, Larry, the comedian Larry, the cable guy?
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yep.
Okay. He married a girl from, I think, Appleton or Fond du Lac. Mm-hmm. She's a big Packers fan. She gets them tickets to get in. And then, you know, Favre finds out that Larry's, you know, around. So he gets them into the locker room. And so Larry makes salsas. You know, he loves making with, you know, different fruits in there and things like that. And so he said, hey, come on back to the next game. So Larry brings in his salsa, and it's him and Favre and the wives, and they're eating chips and salsa like 3 hours after the game. Favre loved him so much.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
One of my favorite, you know, post-game funny eatery stories.
Oh, yeah. Here's a question on Facebook from Roger in Stevens Point. When the Brewers begin their most strenuous part of the schedule, 19 games over 18 days, would the team keep six starters during this stretch?
I don't know. You know, I know that what we're seeing is 5 and 6 innings is greatly appreciated, and then they bring in a different pitcher for the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings, and I think that's the way that Murph likes to do it. Maybe they go longer innings when you get into the postseason, but for right now, they've got a formula that works, and they're not wearing out, you know, their pitchers. And Mizorowski, will they let him go to 7 innings, because they've been bringing him along gradually? That might be the key right there, right? As to how the Miz performs when they get to that part, when he gets back.
Yeah. What Roger's referring to is the Brewers play the Mets this weekend, and then the Pittsburgh Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week, a day off, and then they start this big stretch of games, first in Cincinnati, then in Wrigley against the Cubs. It was originally scheduled to be a 4-game series, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, week after next, but because of makeup game for a rainout, it's now 5 games at Wrigley Field, week after next with the Cubs. I mean, that's the division right there, and I had dreaded it for the longest time. I'm looking forward to that series now.
Yeah, but, you know, they could have played a doubleheader in the Cubs. Oh, it's misty. Let's not.
Yes, yes. Oh, that was garbage is what it was.
Yeah. But, Cubs knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. So anyway, tonight you're playing a Mets team that's a couple games behind the Phillies in the East, but they've only won 2 of their last 10 games. So, you know, maybe the Brewers, if they could at least win this series this weekend against a tough Mets team. Don't forget, this is the Mets that ended the Brewers season last year in the postseason. So that's what you're looking at tonight with Brandon Woodruff on the mound for Milwaukee.
Oh, it's going to be good to see him pitching again. All right, Packers are hosting the Jets, the first of 3 preseason games tomorrow at 7, tomorrow 7 p.m. How is the Packer offense looking in training camp this week?
Finally, for me, got a little bit more in sync. They took the next step because, you know, you've been out there now for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And, you know, Matthew Golden, number 22, your first-round draft pick out of Texas, he's outstanding, Pat. He's just outstanding. And each day he does something else. You know, where first he's catching slant passes, turns upfield, speed, rockets past 3 defensive backs, 3 starting defensive backs. They can't catch him. Next, they start throwing some deep bombs to him. great hands, great stride. He gets two or three steps ahead on anybody trying to cover him, you know, 60-yard bomb. Now the most important ones is like the crossing routes over the middle, 15 to 20 yards downfield, crisp routes, the hands go up. Once the ball gets in his hands, he turns upfield. And then you see Christian Watson warming up there, coming back from the torn ACL. And you think, oh, my gosh. I mean, if you can have 22 on one side, you know, Matthew Golden, and then Christian Watson on the other side. And Romeo Doubs is having a tremendous camp, the veteran. He's going into his fourth year, into a contract year. He's having a great camp. Yesterday, he made a very nice little touchdown catch on a fade route, kind of an angle route to the corner, and he beat a backup safety, looked up, caught the ball on his outside shoulder, touchdown. And then he looks and he points to the fans at the practice field, and he does a Lambeau leap at the Ray Nitschke practice field.
Nice.
I saw him in the locker room. I said, hey, you're in midseason form, man. He just laughed. You know, I mean, the fans that came to practice saw that. So when they finally are getting that stuff going, and then Savion Williams, the taller wide receiver that they drafted in this past year's draft this spring, he's making catches now and running good routes. And so when you see that, you start saying to yourself, man, there's somebody who was on this roster last year at wide receiver that's going to be out of a job come Labor Day.
Well, and injuries happen. And of course, as soon as you said Christian Watson, of course, my big fear is that he's become the Garrett Mitchell, you know, of the Packers, somebody who was, you know, had all the potential in the world and just kept getting hurt. So it's nice to have a deep roster because you never know if things might happen. If you can't get to Lambeau Field tomorrow, maybe you can get to UW Platteville and see the Badger football team. They're kind of wrapping up their little stint down there, right?
Yeah, folks in that part of the state, the Badgers, for the second year in a row, Luke Fickle took them down to Platteville for the start of their training camp, a little bonding experience. Those have been closed, but tomorrow night's their last practice at UW Platteville. It's open to the public. It's $5 a ticket. Kids need a ticket, too, but they can get in for free if they're 12 and under, and that gets going at 7 o'clock at what they call the Pioneer Stadium at UW Platteville, and the proceeds all go to the Platteville Athletics Department over there.
That's so nice that they do that, because again, much like, you know, Packers preseason, these things aren't necessarily supposed to be all secretive. There's got to be a reason to let the fan base in on a little bit of the action. So colleges are learning from the pros to have a little training camp action, basically.
Yeah, it's almost like a family night kind of situation, which is such a great thing for Packers fans too, especially to take kids to, and get, as opposed to, I've told the story before, a buddy of mine said, 7-year-old Jack, who ended up being a great high school football player, was like, yeah, he wants to see a football game. So I just got two tickets to the Seahawks game. I go, how much did you spend on that? I take him to family night.
Yeah.
It's just seven. There's, there's $210 a ticket. And this is, you know, almost 10 years ago now. So I could hardly wait to see him in the hallway of the radio station after that weekend. I said, so how'd it go? And he goes, he wanted to go home in the third quarter.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's why he wanted to do these. And Kristen, you'll be there tomorrow one way or another at Lambeau?
I will definitely be around Lambeau, but my plan is to bike, tailgate, go home, watch the second half from my chair.
Okay.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There you go.
That works very well. That's just fine. Mike Lemon's doing double duty. He'll be keeping an eye on the Brewers, even as he's monitoring Packer training camp. And I'm sure he's going to figure out, you know, the highs and lows from Badger football and talk to us about that as these Fridays roll on and roll on. Mike, thank you so much for the visit. Appreciate it as always. Have a great start to the weekend.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing an up-down. I think I'm going to go to Milwaukee tonight and cover the Brewers game, then come back up to Green Bay tomorrow for the Jets game. But, I'm going to ask Murph if there's anything else he keeps in his pockets, like waffles,
sir.
The wallet waffle. Whatever. Yes. Whatever gets it done, whatever gets a win, we'll take it. Thank you, Mike. Talk to you later.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks, Chris.
You bet. Oh, absolutely. Some folks are going to have a local break, and for others, some final news and notes here from Lake Wissota. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. One more time, here's that reminder, the keyword for our free ticket Friday, Brewers Ground, GROUND. Statewide drawing for tickets to the Brewers-Pirates game next Wednesday afternoon.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hey, Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good. July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There you go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow on WAUK. My name is Greg Bach. I am back, and here's what's going on in southeastern Wisconsin this morning. If you've been listening to my reports for some time now, you know that music means one thing and one thing only. That is Miss Brittany Merlot, Civic Media's meteorologist, here to give us the weekend forecast for southeastern Wisconsin. And I'll give you a little spoiler. It's absolutely the expected weather for August in Wisconsin. Brittany?
Thanks, Greg. Well, are you ready for the heat and humidity? We already got a taste of it yesterday, but it's getting even worse today. High temperatures will spike to the low 90s. And with the dew points, they're going to be climbing to nearly 70 degrees, which means it's going to be very, very sticky out there. Nearly oppressive. Heat index values will reach 100 degrees. With clear skies tonight, lows stay mild, only falling to the mid-70s. Winds will be out of the south at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. That stays the case for Saturday. Still sunny, still hot, and very humid. Highs will once again scrape the low 90s. Of course, paired with the humidity, feeling closer to nearly 100 degrees. So a hot day today, another scorcher tomorrow, and we'll still be sweating on Sunday. Sunday, we're still going to see partly sunny skies, highs climbing to nearly 90 degrees. Before we get smacked with a cold front. Yeah, some relief. But of course, there's a price to pay with that. Strong to severe showers and thunderstorms are expected. Main threats are probably some damaging high wind gusts that could reach 70 to maybe 80 miles per hour. That, of course, could knock out power. Trees could come down. And we could also see some large hail with this as well. While the tornado chances are low, I can't rule them out. So expect the rain to start around 7 o'clock tomorrow. It continues into the night and actually gets heavier and stronger through the overnight, where we could see some heavy rainfall totals, which could cause some flash flooding. Right now, just to the northwest of us, they could see up to 4 inches of rainfall. And here, we could too. The rain should start to wind down as the front starts to kick on out of here by early on Sunday morning, which means we could still be a little wet and damp to start the day, but by the afternoon, clearing clouds. Or it could stall and sit right over the area for the entire day, shooting more showers and thunderstorms at us throughout. Intermittent, on and off. If that scenario plays out and the front stalls, then we still have chances for showers and thunderstorms on Monday, and it could linger into Tuesday, too. Honestly, the next week, week and a half, looks hot, humid, and stormy. On and off, showers and storms could definitely still pop up. So highs today at about 90, tomorrow at about 90, feeling more like the triple digits, cool down by Sunday evening, leaving us on Monday with highs in the low to mid-80s. That stays the case for Tuesday, mid-80s, and mid-80s again on Wednesday. So just remember, with the heat and humidity, never leave a child or pets or anything like that inside of a car. Even if the window is cracked, it heats up super fast. Speaking of pets, be careful with them out on the pavement. That's also much, much hotter than the air temperature and could burn their paws. Be sure to check on elders and your neighbors and friends. Make sure everyone's doing okay. Stay hydrated and keep cool. Stay weather savvy too, because these storms, again, could have the chance to be strong to severe. Got a lot of fuel to be working with, and when a cold front hits that, it usually causes something. So remember, Saturday and into early Sunday, and that front could stall, giving us more Monday and Tuesday. And here's the thing that I've noticed. There's a fair amount of dry air up aloft. Now, I know that doesn't mean much to you, but what it means to me is some of these storms could produce a few microbursts with the strongest cells. And what is that, you ask? Well, it's a column of sinking air, a downdraft within a thunderstorm that collapses. Basically, the dry air intrudes, kills the thunderstorm, and the whole storm falls to the ground at the same time. This holds a large core of rain, hail, and winds. And those winds could reach up to 100 miles per hour, which is an equivalent to an EF1 tornado. So damage is definitely possible. And also this weekend, the waves on Lake Michigan are going to be climbing. They're already growing to about 2 feet, and by later this evening, they could reach up to 4 feet. Looks a little better on Sunday, but of course, we're probably going to have some active weather, so it's not like you're going to be heading to the beach with thunderstorms rolling through. So for tomorrow morning, be careful if you're going to the beach of Lake Michigan. Rip currents, big waves, all of this can take you down fast, and drowning isn't what you think. You usually can't catch breath, and you can't scream and call for help, so it's not a dramatic thing. And it happens fast. If you're ever stuck in a rip current, it's basically a highway of water moving you out to the middle. And if you're trying to drive down the highway against the traffic, you're probably not going to make it. So what you need to do is get out of that lane. Swim parallel to shore. Once you've exited the pole of the current, then you can start swimming back to shore and start screaming for help. But if you are taken out in that rip current, feed up, relax, save your energy, and stay calm. It's one of the most important things and hardest to do. Or you can just avoid the beach completely and stay safe, but also be cool. Put on those sprinklers, have a water fight with cups of water. There's plenty of ways. Don't forget the shade. And like I said, we're entering the dog days of summer. For the next week and a half, I don't see any relief in the temperatures. They stay steady in the mid-80s, flirting with upper 80s, nearly 90 at times. It really doesn't look like we cool things down until August 18th or so. That's when the next high-pressure system could move in, bringing drier, more comfortable conditions from Canada. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Greg, back to you.
Thanks so much, Brittany. I guess I will not be packing up my summer shorts anytime soon because it's going to be hot forever, it feels like, until the temperature drops below 60 and then it becomes too cold. But that's more of a me problem than a you problem. Either way, I want to thank Brittany for being here and giving us the update. And you can head over to civicmedia.us/news to find out all the stories that Brittany has been working on lately, including ones that have won her awards because she is a multi-award winning writer and meteorologist. So check it out, civicmedia.us/news. Don't go anywhere, because after Pat's show is done, you're going to stick around for Matinee on Air, because we have a packed program for you today, including Casey Hicks, who is the Federal Government Affairs Manager for Wisconsin Conservation Voter, and he'll be joining us to talk about how the EPA isn't really concerning themselves with the word protection anymore, as well as State Representative Jenna Jacobson talking about her run for State Senate and how tariffs are harming southwestern Wisconsin. And of course, this shouldn't be a thing, so don't go anywhere. Stay tuned. You're listening to WAUK's Local Report on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. For WAUK and Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. Have a lovely weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. It is 8:59.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Israel's new plan to occupy Gaza City is raising fears. CBS's Remy Innocencio.
First reactions inside as well as outside of Israel have been mostly critical, and that this will endanger the hostages still alive in Gaza, along with Palestinians.
Prime Minister Netanyahu says aid deliveries will continue to non-combat zones. Today's the deadline President Trump set for Russia to reach a peace deal with Ukraine. Comes amid plans for an in-person meeting. National security contributor Samantha Vinegar.
We know that President Putin wants to be welcomed back onto the world stage and not treated like a pariah. And he wants a photo op with President Trump.
Thousands of people north of L.A. have been ordered to leave after a fast-moving wildfire broke out near Lake Piru. This man is among the evacuees in Castaic.
I was only home for maybe like 10 minutes. The fire moved so fast. Yeah, I jumped in a bulldozer, tried to do whatever I could, and then it just got too gnarly.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.